Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the January meeting of the Bendorf Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor, and it is the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as it applies to special uses and variances. Public hearings are held monthly, and after each board member has had the opportunity to review staff's report and visit the site in question. A decision regarding the quest will usually be made at the public hearing meeting. We ready for a roll call?
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher? Spranger? Tom Burks?
Present.
Actually, we've just done the review of the board procedures.
Yes, sir.
So I'm sorry, I got a little ahead of myself there, trying to make up some lost time. Any rate, have we reviewed the minutes of the last meeting? I have a motion to accept those.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting.
And I'll second.
Call for
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
Okay. We have four items on our agenda this evening. However, two of them have been deferred. So the first one that we're holding a public hearing on is case 19-001 777 Tanglefoot Lane, C6 District. Request for a variance to allow parking in a required front yard, submitted by Eye Surgeons Facilities, LLC. Did we have publication?
We did, Mr. Chairman, and prepared to give you just the Reader's Digest version of the staff report. Site is located at the southwest corner of the intersection of Tanglefoot Lane and Golden Valley Drive. It involves the Eye Surgeons Facility. They're requesting a variance to allow six new parking spaces within the 50-foot setback off of Tanglefoot Lane. It'll encroach approximately 17 feet into that setback, and we're this evening just discussing these six parking spaces here. Apologize. Nothing's working right today. If allowed, parking spaces would look as shown in the graphic currently being displayed. Eight 75 Tanglefoot Lane and 3740 Utica Ridge Road both previously received variances to allow parking within the front setbacks. Staff is showing a graphic at this time, continuing a straight line from those parking spaces and continuing it west, and shows that requests from Eye Surgeons will be set farther back from Tanglefoot Lane than is those spaces that were previously approved. Parking is frequently problematic at this site. It's in many ways they're beginning to outgrow the site. They believe this is the best alternative to supply some parking spaces. And given the comparison with the surrounding area, staff feels that the request is in keeping with the established aesthetics of the surrounding area. I believe that summarizes the case, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, very well. Is there anyone here tonight wishing to speak on behalf of this application? Would you please approach the podium and give us your name and address?
James Bearden with Eye Surgeons Associates. I'm the maintenance man. And that's the B77 Tanglefoot Lane, be the address. Bettendorf.
All right. Do you have anything to add to staff report?
No.
With regard to this?
No, everything sounds good for me.
Okay. Does anyone on the board have questions for this gentleman?
I don't.
Nor do I.
Nor do I. So thank you. And we'll ask if anyone here is here to speak in opposition to this application. Seeing none. Discussion among the board. Questions?
Is there any impact on visibility?
No, it'll be set back still approximately 60-some feet from the paved portion of Tanglefoot Lane. You could stack easily two vehicles in this area here and still not have any visibility issues as you're leaving the facility.
Anything else?
I think knowing that they're landlocked over there, that as a business that's outgrowing their space, we want to make sure they stay in Bettendorf. So, and seeing that the staff has told us that that the other businesses next door were already granted the ability to do the same, I would recommend to go with what the staff is recommending.
Okay. Are you making a motion?
I would make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion to approve case number 1901.
The roll call?
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Tombergs?
Yes.
Okay. Case number 19-001 at 777 Tanglefoot Lane in Bettendorf has been approved.
Thank you very much.
The next case is case 19-002 at 3923 State Street in I-2 District. Variance to allow outdoor storage of raw materials and a 10-foot high screening wall in a required front yard as submitted by Manats.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located, to orient people who are viewing this, Devil's Glen Road, State Street. Many people are familiar with the Casey's facility store on State Street. It is directly south of that. This is the Manats concrete manufacturing site. The existing building will be replaced with a new facility, and the site will be reconfigured. As part of that site reconfiguration, they would like to place the decorative block screening wall within 5 feet of the front property line adjacent to State Street, and have outdoor storage of some of the materials behind that screening wall. If allowed, the 10-foot high wall will match the example shown on the current illustration. And with State Street being on this side, and any storage of materials would be behind and not visible to vehicles passing. The current site, with this being State Street again, all the related activities and materials that are in that current site are visible to all the traffic that's passing by on State Street. The addition of the screening wall would potentially improve the view from State Street by blocking all of this use out of there. This is an I-2 general industrial area, and it is fully expected that these types of businesses will develop down there. And staff believes that this could very well be a good recommendation to give a more aesthetically pleasing view on State Street. Staff would respectfully recommend that any approval of this wall be conditioned on the fact that the wall does match exactly what you're being shown here this evening. I believe that summarizes the case. Be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Anyone have any questions for John?
No.
A question I have is, and this may not be your purview, but the applicants, I'm looking at the stone wall here, and can you tell me approximately how high this wall is, the one that we're looking at, the sample wall? We'll get that from the applicant then when we get there. That's just I'm just trying to get a feel for how big those blocks are.
Sure. I'm Kevin Bailey with MSA Professional Services here with Manats this evening. This wall pictured is representative of what would be proposed and installed at this at the site at 3923 State Street. Those are three courses of 3-foot high stone with the stone cap. Visible at the bottom is the foundation upon which it would be built. So it's a stable wall, not going to be leaning one way or the other. It would be stained, a color stain, and a finish coat on it, so it would be a decorative appearance on the outside. I guess that answers your question.
So this is very, very nearly approximate to the size, the height of the wall, and the number of tiers of stone that would be part of it.
That's correct.
Not just emblematic of the type of material, but
no,
the size
that's
too.
That's a good depiction of what would be constructed on site.
That answers my question.
And I think the recommendation was that the landscaping in this picture would be similar to the finished landscaping.
Yes, on attachment B in the staff packet. I do have identified areas of proposed landscaping areas, which would be on either side, on both sides of both access points. As we're under design of this reconfiguration of this site, if approved and we're able to move forward with this site design, we will be eliminating one of the existing driveways as part of this reconstruction. Correct. That highlights where we're going to eliminate. The landscaping areas are illustrated. That will be part of the final site plan that will be submitted ultimately for approval.
Can you tell us approximately, because I'm having a hard time from this depiction, approximately how many feet are between the wall and the sidewalk passing by?
It's approximately 5 feet.
Okay, so the space that the space that we're seeing on the example wall is much broader than the space that's available to you on the site.
That's correct. In that picture, that attachment C illustration, correct. That's a much greater. Well, I don't know exactly what that dimension is, but I know that's not 5 feet.
No.
That is the only thing not representative of what would be constructed on site. We picked 5 feet to allow for snow storage during the wintertime and have additional green space between the sidewalk and wall during summer months. But to answer your question, it'd be approximately 5 feet from the wall to the outside edge of sidewalk.
And then from the sidewalk to the street? I'm having a difficult time.
From that wall to the paved portion of State Street, I estimated approximately 18 feet. So the stacking of one vehicle.
Or in the concrete truck is mm-hmm. going to be the typical.
During the site development plan review, staff will make sure that we have 35-foot visibility triangles in any and all entrances. That's one of the things we do here. So we'll make sure that has the proper visibility. That's a requirement for site plan.
So our issue is a 10-foot high wall.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'm assuming you're doing 10-foot tall because of what the equipment is behind it, that you need the 10-foot?
Correct.
Okay. And this may become, in quotations, the standard look of something or something, so that other businesses being developed along State Street may have this as a sample to follow, or perhaps?
We could not require them to do this, but given the aesthetics of this, if it is as successful as what it's showing here, that would be something we would like to encourage, but I don't think we could require them to do this.
Because it is very nice looking.
It would probably be relatively unusual to have a business that had the same requirements located directly adjacent to this anyway. So,
probably other businesses couldn't build this type of wall with their own facility.
Okay. Are there any other questions for either the applicant or staff? Okay. I'm going to ask if anyone is here to speak in opposition to this application. Okay.
Well, I will make a motion to pass case number 19002 with the caveat that the finished product is reflective of the illustration that's being shown now and that was a part of the packet.
And if I could add to that, that the landscaping is, again, similar to the drawing or to the proposed picture. And I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Yes.
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Tombergs?
Yes.
Okay, case number 19-002 at 3923 State Street has been approved.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you staying in Bettendorf and improving downtown. Anything we can do and to help that is great. Mr. Singson,
Final two items have been deferred till the February meeting, and I have nothing further to bring before the board this evening.
I get a motion for
closing the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll make a motion to close this meeting.
I'll second.
Okay. We're adjourned.